Good afternoon. We have two obituaries to share with you. Larry Harwood, 79, of Port Hope, Michigan, passed away September the 22nd after a very brief illness. Larry was born on May 11th, 1945, to Glenn and Jane Harwood. He graduated from Port Hope High School in 1964. He and Joyce Senstock were married on July 24th, back in 1965. They enjoyed 59 years of marriage with three children. He found his career in truck driving with Harold McTaggart Trucking in Port Hope and eventually became to operate his own company, Harwood Trucking, in Port Hope, and he did that until his retirement. Larry was a great father, a great husband, and he had a great sense of humor and always had a good time wherever he was. He loved bowling, singing, dancing, and even playing the spoons in his younger years. He enjoyed many years with his motorcycle friends, with whom he and Joy spent many vacations touring much of the country. He loved cars, and he was especially proud of always having the cleanest car around. So he did auto detailing as a hobby after retirement. Enjoying lawn care as much as he did, his family is certain that he's already signed up for his spot on the lawn care crew up there in heaven. Larry is survived by his loving wife, Joyce, his brother, Gary Harwood, his children, Rick and Heather Harwood, Carrie Ann and Chris Verellen, Randy and Colleen Harwood, grandchildren, Nick Verellen, Stephanie Verellen, Andrew Harwood, Miranda Parrish, Ryan and Brooke Verellen, Eric Verellen, Brandon Harwood, and Randy Harwood Jr. And then there are great-grandchildren, Lillian Verellen, Connor Verellen, Lauren Fern, Quinn Verellen, and Margot Verellen. Brothers-in-law, Artie and Betty Sengstock, and Daryl and Kim Sengstock. Sisters-in-law, Brenda and Butch Freeland, Elaine and Roy Ranke, Lola Smith, Darla Pankow, and Deanna May, and of course his very favorite dog, Luigi. Larry was preceded in death by his parents, Glenn and Jane Harwood, parents-in-law, Art and Lena Sengstock, brothers Neil, Jean, and Hugh Harwood, sisters Shirley and Karen Harwood, brothers-in-law Punch and Alan Pankow, Robert Smith and Dan May, sisters-in-law Beatrice Hugh Harwood, and Barbara and Gary Harwood. Visitation is going to be on Saturday, September the 28th at St. John's Lutheran Church, 4527 2nd Street, Port Hope, at 9 a.m. with a memorial service at 10 a.m. Memorial contributions can be made to the Blue Water Hospice Home, cremation arrangements in care of Jowett Funeral Home, and they are privileged to serve the Harwood family. You can view the obituary and share memories at jowettfuneralhome.com. That is spelled J-O-W-E-T-T, funeralhome.com. Maureen Gail Milgard, age 82, of Port Austin, passed away peacefully to be with our Lord Jesus on Monday, September the 23rd, following an illness. Known to family and friends as Gail, she was born on December 17, 1941, right here in Bad Axe, daughter of the late Alex and Beola Parker. Gail was united in marriage to James C. Milgard on July 24, 1964. He preceded her in death on January 15, 2020. Gail graduated from Bad Axe High School and went on to nursing school, eventually owning and running her own adult foster care home called New Beginnings in Fillion. Prior to that, she worked many years for Hamel Manufacturing, Sunny Acres, Dr. Lockard's office nurse, Northgate Menswear, and Kritzman's Clothing Store. Gail was a loving mother, grandmother, great-grandmother, sister, and aunt. She loved family, friends, her animals, painting, crocheting, antiquing, fishing, and was an avid reader. Gail is survived by her daughters, Pamela and Dwayne Weber of Port Austin, and Cheryl, Joe, and the late Don Korlieski of Fillion, son Brian and Carol Milligard of Port Austin, a sister, Renee and Larry Pulser of Harbor Beach. And if that's Pulser, I understand, I apologize. Brothers-in-law, Philip McBride of Elkton, Owen Sommerfield of Traverse City, sister-in-law, Lorraine Ross of Brolingbrook, Illinois, cousin Linda and Dale Esker of Bayport, 6 grandchildren, April and Rob Ellery, Kirsten Champagne and her fiancé Doug Birchfield, Mike Young and fiancé Taja McKnight, Brad Young and fiancé Heather Gallett, Brian Koroleski and Jill Koroleski, 9 great-grandchildren, Raymond, Brendan, Blake, Isabel, Kaylin, Colin, Kira, Riley, and Shaylin, and many nieces and nephews that were very special to her. Gail was preceded in death by her husband, James Milgard, son Jeffrey Milgard, son-in-law Donald Koroleski, sisters Deanna Sommerfield, Charlene McBride, Lori Parker, and Bonnie Gottschalk, brother-in-law Ralph Gottschalk, sister-in-law Arlene Hassler, brother-in-law Fred Hassler, and brother-in-law Bill Ross. In keeping with her wishes, cremation has already taken place. Interment will be in Port Austin Township Cemetery. Condolences may be shared at KaufmanFuneralHome.com.